بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani, as usual, is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, I want to talk about the concept of ghasam. Why swearing oath, even truthfully, this is discouraged in Islam, despite the Quran and the Imams often swearing. Sheikh, we have so many examples in the Holy Quran. I mean, the Holy Quran itself swears. We had also Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams doing swearing or truthfully oath. So why? We can't say, Islamically speaking, swearing is a discouraged act.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Swearing in Islam is not totally or categorically bad, you know? Because as you rightly mentioned, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Holy Quran many times swear by the name of himself, by some of the creatures. So it shows that we cannot say that swearing is categorically bad, evil, unconditionally. This is the first point that should be taken into consideration. Second point is that the question is that what are the wisdoms or hikmah, yeah?
Yes.
Behind this kind of dislike of oath,
yes,
or swearing in the Islamic kind of jurisprudence. If we know this hikmah, then it would be easy for understanding to understand that why it is discouraged in Islam.
I would say, wallah, billah.
Yes, yes.
Ghasam billah, wallah. Okay, they say this. Okay, Allah. Allah. Did we have heard this a lot in the daily dialogues of the Muslims?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, in riwayat, it is said that because they diminish goods and erase blessings. And Wasail al-Shia, there's a riwayah says that Qasam have these kind of causes on you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it is disliked because of what? Because of the negative spiritual and, let's say, social effects of the Qasam swearing. So that's why, because of these hikmahs and wisdoms, it is discouraged in Islam. But at the same time, we have, as you rightly mentioned in the Holy Quran, we have some qasams.
Yes.
That Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear in some of the ayat of the Holy Quran. Here we should understand that there is a fundamental difference between the qasam that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear and that kind of qasam that the people, for example, swear many times in their lives.
The casual swearing,
yes,
as Allah himself said, do not make Allah a pretext for your oath in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 224. But this type of we can say untruthful swearing to the name of Allah and the holy saints is very much different from the qasams that Allah himself or the prophets made.
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, we should know that the divine purpose is a kind of rational behind the Quranic kind of qasams that we have in the, text of the Holy Quran. And then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who swear he is infallible.
Uh-huh.
But people cannot be infallible.
Okay.
That's why when an infallible person like Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear, there's no problem about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the subject of the qasam, swearing, if it is heavenly truth, there's no problem. But if it is not heavenly truth, then of course it would be problematic.
For example, swearing by the text of the Holy Quran and this and that, okay?
And sometimes it has some kind of educational purpose in the Holy Quran. That is, when in the Holy Quran we see some kind of qasam, it emphasizing a kind of divine knowledge of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why these kind of differences are there that's between right. our qasam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's
qasam. Is it true that if someone swears often, people may doubt their normal statements, asking that why does he need to swear unless he usually lies? Is it so, Shaykh?
About the people, you mean?
Yeah, about the people, that's right.
Yeah, about the people.
Does it make it such kind of untruthful, for example, that's right, a person who cannot be trusted?
Yeah, of course, you know, the one who is always swearing, so it devalue their sayings and their, let's say, claims that always, right. by swearing, they want to prove something. But again, swearing or oath in Islam is of two types.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kind of qasams or swearings, they are haram only in exceptional cases that they are allowed, which is called qasam al-shar'i or shar'i swearings.
All right.
Like,
for example, in the courts?
Special terms.
In the like, courts or something?
No. The term, the way that you
oath,
like billahi, tallahi, wallahi, these kind of terms, yeah, they are... special qasams that if you swear this way, you have to fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other kind of qasam, some people sometimes say, swear by different things. This kind of qasams cannot be included among the haram qasams or that kind of qasam that must have been fulfilled by the people. So that's why, since these differences are there in the Holy Quran as well as the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, it is said that it is disliked, the qasam, it's makruh, that we swear by each and everything, every day or every moment.
Okay. And sometimes it will be, I don't know, that's it. A repetitive action or some words on your tongue. On a different occasions, you are going to swear by the Quran and by the name of Allah, by the name of infallible Imams and Prophet Muhammad, okay? So this is not recommended in Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, also he has such swearing by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they say that it was for the case of justice in order to show his emphasis on the concept of justice and adl, he sweared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Are there any exceptions where oaths are encouraged, for example, in the court testimony or resolving conflicts or marriage and business contracts, Sheikh? Because over there we do swearing, okay? Even in the non-Islamic traditions, when a president is in the inauguration ceremony, he again swears by the Bible, putting in the hand by the Bible, okay? I promise or I swear to tell the truth.
Also the physicians and doctors also.
Yeah, the physicians and I swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, okay?
Yes, yes.
So are we allowed to do so? I mean...
In the courts, yes, it is. Yeah. From jurisprudential perspectives, not only it is allowed, sometimes it's wajib.
Ghassama, they call it, or something.
Yeah. Sometimes there's no any other way to prove or disprove something.
Uh-huh.
Then, of course, the only way that remains that the judge can apply that it's swearing.
All right.
It is, of course, allowed, but in other kind of cases, it's better not to swear because it's really disliked. It's makruh in Islam. Only in those cases that it is necessary, it is, and there is no any alternative, then, of course, in those kind of cases,
all right.
As a secondary issues, mm-hmm. we can swear.
What are the consequences of oath abuse, Shaykh?
Mm.
I mean, are there any spiritual consequences if somebody abuses the oath? Because, for example, in the court, they bring the Holy Quran, you put your hand on that, and you do the wrong oath, okay?
Mm.
Okay, your problem will be solved in the court, and the judge will, we can say, that's right, issue a decree in encouragement of your case. But now the major question is that, are there any spiritual consequences for such abuse, Sheikh?
Yes, of course. And some of the ahadith and riwayat, many of the consequences of qasam or swearing are mentioned, that we can mention some of them. But prior to that, let me mention this point that it is said that if sometimes, for example, your qasam or swearing is like, for example, in the court and those kind of cases, and you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in important matters, in truthful kind of matters, it is not disliked, okay? So that is the point that we should first of all consider. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the traditions and ahadith about qasam, it is said that sometimes, for example, if you oath and swear wrongfully, for example, you have to make it up. There should be some kind of compensatory kind of
ways. Compensation, that's
compensation,
right.
Yes. Okay.
For the wrong, for the wrong oath that you made. That's right. Okay.
For example, you have to feed, for example, 10 poor people.
Wow.
According to some of the ahadith.
Okay.
Or there are some recommendations as well that even when necessary, given, for example, expiations or kafara, after this qasam, you have to pay kafara as well. So that's why, because it has kafara, because it has that kind of bad effects, we have to be careful. There's a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says that whoever swears excessively loses their dignity.
All right.
Of course, it's very clear that when you oath always among the people, then of course your dignity will be lost.
Okay.
The people will no longer consider you as a truthful
there are
person.
Some, that's right. There are some practical guidelines how to break the habit of swearing. Number one, self-awareness.
Exactly.
Notice when you swear unnecessarily. Pause before speaking. Ask, is this oath needed or am I just exaggerating? This is a major question that must be asked. Replace your swearing or qasam with the term inshallah. For future matters, say inshallah instead of swearing and seek forgiveness. If you slip, repent with astaghfirullah. These are some of the recommended actions in order to, we can say, that's right, in fact, leave wrong swearing. And you know, when you, Shaykh, become habituated to unnecessarily swearing, it hardens your heart, because habitual swearing may weaken your reverence for Allah's name.
Exactly.
And Allah's name, Prophet's name, Imam's name will have not such high ranking position in your eyes now.
Yes,
it becomes something like
normalized.
You normalize and generalize.
Status, yes.
Also, loss of barakah, as you say, and poverty. Wow. Poverty
causes poverty.
A major consequence. Wallahi billahi, I do that. Wow. May Allah protect us from not saying wallahi billahi a lot in our life. And let's finish today's program with a final advice from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a beautiful hadith, say that, let your speech be so truthful that you never need an oath to prove it. I mean, you talk truthfully, you do not need any oath to prove it. And this is, I think, the most beautiful hadith I've heard today. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding qasam or swearing the wrong oath. And what should we do in order not to repeat our oath, or it's better to say, that's right. Why swearing oath discouraged in Islam? It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من ذهب إن في الجنة نارا من ذهب علي وحسين وحسن